You had a number of papers that I thought were really interesting in terms of the topic of chemotherapy of pancreatic cancer. And one I thought was interesting in the journal Pancreas, tumor reduction in primary and metastatic pancreatic cancer lesions with nab-paclitaxel and GEM. I thought it was interesting what you did in that study. Can you talk about that?
We were very interested in that because I think oncologists and radiologists always felt for the last 20 years that the primary pancreatic mass does not shrink in response to chemotherapy. So we wanted to look at that. The MPACT study, which randomized patients to gemcitabine or gemcitabine and nab-paclitaxel, that was a registration study, 841 patients. Prior to that, we did a pilot study of gemcitabine and nab-paclitaxel, and about two-thirds of patients had primary pancreatic tumors. And we had a debate whether the RECIST criteria should include the primary tumor because we thought that wouldn't shrink. And much to our surprise, we did PET scans in that study. It was very PET-heavy. Vast majority of pancreatic cancers are strongly PET-heavy. That was also a surprise. And the primary pancreatic cancer shrank. So when we went back and looked at the phase 3 study, the rate of reduction in size was almost identical to metastatic lesions, so, which also leads us to preoperative therapy. Because I think that is the basis why we increasingly use preoperative therapy, because you can reduce the size of the pancreatic tumor by chemotherapy.
So actually, now that I think about it, I guess the reason maybe people thought the primaries wouldn't shrink was, you know, the dense stroma. But do you see that dense stroma in metastatic lesions?
Yes. So
really?
That was yes, we see that because my colleagues published a paper where they looked at tumor samples from metastatic lesions as well as the primary, and the percentage of stroma in the metastatic lesions was same as primary pancreatic
cancer.
Wow,
really? That is fascinating.
Yeah, so I think that's another important observation from all these studies, that there is stroma in the metastatic lesion as well.
Wow. I'm going to ask that as a poll question at one of our meetings. I bet you nobody's going to know that.
It's been published. My colleagues published in Clinical Cancer Research.
Or maybe everybody knows that except me, but I don't know. So it's
no.
This, you know, histologically, you look at it, right?
Right. Wow, no, it's not a well-known fact.
Wow.
I think people
good. I like
debate
that.
This question.
That's a really good one. Anyhow, so yeah, it kind of sounds like, I guess that's sort of the way it evolved with colon cancer. Initially, when people started, I guess, using chemotherapy and people who presented with metastatic disease, they didn't know what to do about the primary, and they saw that it usually responded if the mets responded.
Yes, I think colon cancer, exactly the same thing. When a patient presents with non-obstructing primary cancer and metastatic lesions, these days we'll treat with chemotherapy, and we see good responses in the primary there as well.